Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. The third Sunday in Great Lent is very important in the Orthodox Church, as it is on this Sunday that the theme of the cross makes its appearance. Orthodox faithful will now hear in the epistles from Hebrews the revelation of Christ's sacrifice, through which we are given access into the Holy of Holies of God's kingdom. The gospel lesson taken from Mark now begins to teach the faithful of the voluntary passion of Christ. We are in mid-Lent and approaching the hour of our entrance into Christ's death and resurrection. For Orthodox faithful, Lent is, in the words of Father Alexander Schmemann in his book Great Lent, our self-crucifixion, our experience, limited as it is, of Christ's commandment heard in the gospel lesson of that Sunday. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. It is Christ's cross that saves us as Orthodox Christians. Our first selections today tell in a few short lines the power of this cross. It is the troparion, or theme song, of the cross, translated as follows. O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Grant victories to the Orthodox Christians over their adversaries, and by virtue of your cross, preserve your habitation. Set in tone 1, we'll first hear a setting arranged by Chesnokov and sung by the Ural Choir, Vladislav Novik, conductor, followed by a Byzantine chant setting from the Matin service, sung by Apostolos Hill. Our third selection is a traditional Slavic setting in tone 1, sung by the men's Slavic chorus, Slavyanka, Paul Andrews, conductor. The girls' choir Hosanna from Topeka, Kansas, sings the last selection, set again in Byzantine chant.
By the power of thy cross, preserve preserve thine estate.
Spasi nos, Domine,
During a regular Divine Liturgy, the faithful sing the Trisagion hymn, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. With the celebration of the cross, this Trisagion text changes to reflect the magnitude of the cross for Orthodox faithful. The text reads, Before your cross we bow down and worship, O Master, and your holy resurrection we glorify. Let's first listen to a setting of this Trisagion attributed to Isaiah the Serb of the 15th century, sung by the Madrigal Ensemble of Moscow, Oleg Yanchenko, director. This will be followed with a selection set in Balam chant, sung by the Konyavets Quartet. Our last selection is a beautiful setting composed by Goncharov and sung by the Vidubichi Church Chorus, Volodymyr Vilnar, conductor.
Oh.
As with all services in the Orthodox Church, the pre-sanctified liturgy celebrated on weekdays during Great Lent contains beautiful hymnology. As worship is entirely sung in every Orthodox service, one can say, truly, that singing is worship and worship is singing. Our next selections come from this pre-sanctified liturgy. The hymn, Now the Powers, is sung during the Liturgy of the Faithful, as the pre-sanctified or consecrated gifts are transferred to the altar. The faithful sing, Now the powers of heaven invisibly with us do serve. Lo, the King of Glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice is upborne, fulfilled. And after the entrance is made and the consecrated gifts are placed on the altar, the faithful continue singing, Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia. Set in a harmonized Valam chant, our first selection of Now the Powers will be sung by the Odessa Cathedral of the Dormition Choir, Vladimir Koshkin, director. This will be followed by a selection set in Byzantine chant tone 1, arranged by Bishop Basil Essie, sung by the girls' choir Hosanna. Our third selection is set for a two-voice choir, sung by the male choir Drebnoruski Rospiev, Anatoly Grindenko, conductor. Our last selection on today's program is a setting of Now the Powers, composed by Bortnyansky, and sung by St. Vladimir's Seminary Choir, David Drillock, director.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like information on how to obtain the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 255. This is Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.